you're connected to Business Wrap. Find us online at businesswrap.biz, on Twitter using handle AskBizWrap, and on Facebook, just search Business Wrap. And now, effective communication with Phil Zeller, CEO, Dale Carnegie, Southwest Michigan.
So I got a question for you today. Do you suffer from glossophobia? Glossophobia! Yeah! The fear of public speaking. Oh my gosh, still according to the top 10 fears in America, still rates number one in the good old United States of America. Number one fear, glossophobia, fear of public speaking. Interesting enough, you know, we got to go there. This is Effective Communication. I'm your host, Phil Zeller. Always a privilege and an honor to be with you. You know, I think about every time I go in front of an audience, am I going to make the impact I want to make? Is this going to go well? And I think anybody who speaks to groups of people goes through that. I think one of the things that we talk about, and I talk with a lot of other speakers, some famous, some not so famous, and some that just have to get ideas across, right? And every time we talk about it, there's this little bit of this nervousness whenever we go out in front of a group of people. And the thing about it is that nervousness is real. It's actually a good thing because in the industry, if you ever don't get nervous when you go out on stage and you have absolutely no fear of messing up on anything, well, then you're probably not in a state of mind where you're going to be that interesting to listen to because, you know, you basically are just on autopilot and you're just going through the motion. So a little nervous energy is a good thing. It's kind of like when you're playing a sport and you want to be competitive. You know, you really want to win the game. What's it going to take? Well, you're a little excited, a little anxious about it, right? A little anxiety setting in because you want to make sure you play your best game. That's a good type of stress, a good type of worry and anxiety to have because it's constructive and it helps get you more engaged with what you want to talk about. So this happened to me. I was really worried and concerned about every time I present and really breaking it down to prepare myself for a presentation. And what I found is Dale Carnegie found that, you know, 85 to 90% of all worries that we worry about never actually happen. They never come to fruition. There's been countless studies. You can go out on the internet and you can search for it, do internet search and look for the studies on how most things that we worry or get anxiety attacks about or issues with, they never come to fruition. The majority of them, almost most of them, just don't ever happen. So we ask ourselves, why do we work ourselves up so bad? So one of the things I found that when I'm going to speak to an audience is I've got to be prepared. And there I was asked, I had this great honor. I was asked, Phil Zeller, would you be a TEDx speaker? Would you kick off a huge TEDx event, the first of its kind in the state of Michigan? And I said, you know what? I would be honored and privileged to give a TEDx talk and kick off this incredible event here in the state of Michigan. So I was invited to do that, and I talked to the organizers. We set everything up. I was going to be the first speaker, and I was fulfilling two roles. One role was I was going to give my TEDx talk like all TEDx speakers do in TED Talks. You always give your talk. But the other role that I had was they wanted me to get the audience hyped up, you know, be kind of like the hype person, gets the audience fired up before the start of this big event, and then go into my talk. Well, I prepared everything for this, and the hype was easy. You could do that with, you know, the audience, and this was wonderful. But as I walked out on stage, and I was thinking about my TEDx talk that I put together, what I was really wanted to convey about them is there's simple things we could do to help educate people and change in the world. Simple things that we could do right now that would totally evolutionize education and make it a million times better than it is right now with a simple change. It was so simple. And as I walked out in the audience, I looked across the audience, I was prepared to speak and I had prepared my presentation. Well, we talk about this all the time. You've earned the right through your studying experience. Well, I've studied education. I've been engaged in education. I'm a product of the educational system. I've got 35 years of learning in the educational system here in the United States. The problem was when I walked on stage, all my experience was with the American educational system. And when I looked out amongst my crowd there for this TEDx event, I had 129 different countries represented in the room. 129 different countries. And on the fly, I had to adjust the context of what I was sharing because it was an American perspective on education. So in that situation, looking back on it, everything went off without a hitch. It went well. The talk went well. I was able to turn on a dime, help the context, put it in position for the audience, even though it was an international audience and not just a U.S. audience. That being said, looking back, what did I learn from the lesson? Know your audience. Before you give a presentation, study who's your audience going to be. And do the very best you can. And that's really the point of it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Get over the glossophobia. There's a lot of things you can do. I know you can because I did it myself. Just do the very best you can. And you know what, my friends? You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. Now go make it happen.